This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wednesday afternoon, beautiful afternoon in St. Louis. A little R.L. Burnside to get you back in here to our 4 o'clock hour. Great Mississippi blues man. Alex Rich is here from Y98. We always visit with him. How are you?
How we doing?
Do you know of the R.L. Burnside legend? Listen to this, man. You know, I used, Fred, you know this. I used R.L. Burnside for many, many years until my boss finally said, you know what, we've heard that song enough. But for people who don't know R.L. Burnside, let me play a little bit here because this is pretty cool as well. This was the show open for when I was in Milwaukee and for when I was on KMOX. This song was featured in The Sopranos in the first season, and it's on The Sopranos soundtrack. And R.L. Burnside is an interesting story. He died back in 2005. He was from Mississippi. He was related in some way to Muddy Waters, but he didn't really gain notoriety or fame until like the 1990s. So he was kind of late to the game. And I don't know if it was The Sopranos and David Chase that kind of put him at that level, but that song, and you know, it's funny because when I would play that and it would open the show every day, I would always almost every other day, someone say, hey, what is that song? What is that song? Because it's got a really cool groove to it.
Maybe you put him at that level.
I don't think so.
That's a possibility.
I don't think so.
Wait up, I'm laughing.
No, but here, another bit of music here for you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
It's beginning to look a lot like
what are you talking about?
Can someone confirm the date today? What month and date is it?
It is September 25th.
It is not even October 25th. It's certainly not November 25th, and we know it's not December 25th, so what am I doing playing Michael Bublé here, right? Well, my wife just sent a picture from the front of my house, and the picture includes a big trailer from Santa's Elves, the group that does my outdoor lighting, and they're putting my lighting up today.
Really?
Today.
I guess you just don't flip the switch till it's time?
You know what, Sue? I might just say F it this year and put that thing on tonight and not stop it until...
Hey, look, you're paying for them to go up. Well, you might as well get the use out of it, right?
That's a really good point.
You know, we put up our Halloween lights a couple weeks ago, but we haven't plugged them in yet.
Oh, no, I was going to say.
Yeah, we're going to wait.
Do you have separate Halloween lights from Christmas lights?
Yeah, some people do, right.
Is that right?
Yeah. But here's the deal. Let me explain this a little bit because it does seem odd. And I remember that they did this last year. Now, if you do the math, okay, they won't get these things down till probably third week of January. All right, so let's do a little math here. That would be October, November, December. That's 4 months, a quarter of the year, I apparently am going to have Christmas lights on my home.
Wow.
It's interesting to think about, really.
The reason is this. Santa's Elves, I think, is a...
Wouldn't that be three months?
3 months.
No. From January 3rd.
Yeah. As opposed to a quarter, that'd be a third of the year.
Maybe a quarter.
Oh, I wasn't doing the fractions right and all that. I see.
I didn't want to call you out on that.
Well, that's a good point,
though. It's a good
thing
you did, though,
the listeners caught me as well. I was just trying to test you at that point. But then... See, I'm not good at this.
Quarter of the year.
Why do you think I went to journalism school, dude?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. So... The deal is like, I found Santa's Elves years ago. I don't know if you remember this story, but there was a dude that was doing my lights. I've shared this, and he was kind of cheap. His name was Andrew, and he kind of did it on his own, right? And then all of a sudden, he didn't come and get my lights. I'm like, Andrew, hey, dude, will you come get me? I've had a few people that haven't paid me. So, like, I felt bad for Andrew doing all this work, and I sent him $100, like, over and above what I owed him, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, dude, Merry Christmas. I never heard from the guy again. He never came and got the lights off my house.
Wow.
So you got free lights or?
Well, they weren't the best. Santa's Elves is much better.
$100.
Yeah, well, probably.
Right. I guess so.
But here's the deal. They reached out late August. They do this, hey, 10% off if you pay now. And I did that to take the deal. But this is a smaller company and they have so much demand and so many customers. if they don't, I think it's weird. Don't get me wrong. I'd prefer this not to be happening, and I will not, to your point, Sue, flip these until, you know, Thanksgiving week. But they have to get them on the houses,
yeah,
or they won't get it
done. Yeah, because they got so many, right? I get that. I get that.
But it is odd.
That is a first world problem.
I'm going to flip them on tonight just to mess with the neighbors, I think, though. That'd be kind of fun to do. All right, we got Sue's news. After that, I got some other musical stuff for you here related to the Billy Joel and Sting washout on Friday night, because the weather does not look very good for that at all. But we'll get into that as well coming up.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National One-Hit Wonder Day, which I always love. But then I forgot to tell Ethan to which songs I wanted in. So I will play you from my phone.
Too bad it isn't National Psychic Day.
You're doing this from your phone?
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It actually doesn't sound bad. There you go. Oh,
that's right. Mark has been obsessed with this song lately. It's the original version.
And that's why it was a one-hit wonder, because Brooks and Dunn had many hits.
Uh-huh. This is B.W. Stevenson, who released it originally in 1973. It's a one-hit wonder.
I love it.
Look at him. He's very 1970s.
You know, I'll tell you that at one point I mentioned something to Nils Lofgren, the great guitar player for the E Street Band, and I mentioned something about a one-hit wonder, and he kind of fired back, and I'll never forget this. He's like, look.
What did he say?
Well, no, he was polite about it. Nils is great, but he's like, look, do you know how hard it is to have one freaking hit? Like
a
big hit?
Good point, you know?
You know how many people don't have hits at all?
Right.
So, that you know, I think sometimes people use that as a bit of a, not an insult, but you know, it's not high praise or anything, but to have a hit and to go in the top 10 on Billboard or anywhere else, that's a pretty big accomplishment for any band.
Here's another one.
Oh,
can
I love
you tell
this
which
song.
One it is? Do you really,
Dexy's
Fred?
Midnight Runners, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Come On, Eileen.
Yeah,
they had a couple, but this was a big hit.
Okay, can you tell me the year that this went number
1982.
One?
1982.
Nope.
Okay,
81.
I was gonna say
83. 83!
Damn it! How did I miss that
known.
One? I was working for the damn record company that put it out at the time. I was doing work for Polygram Records.
Oh.
My friend, the late, great Bob Fino, who was the rep for Polygram
sure,
here.
Sure, the late, great.
And he worked at KMOX, Fred.
Right.
You know, Bob
right.
was a sales guy. But I'll never forget, because Bob was a mentor of mine when I was 15 years old. I knew him. And when that song came out, he would always, and I can do this too. Alex, you're a music guy. You probably get it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear something sometimes give you the chills, right? And he knew that was going to be a hit.
Did he really?
And he goes, this, and he was way on top of that. And that was, I think it was a number one, wasn't it?
It was. That's what I mean. It went to number one in April of 1983.
I can remember my friend Tom dressed as Dexy for Halloween.
Okay, that would
that
be...
Because that song was so hot.
What, overalls that are all messed
right.
up?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I could do that costume.
Some people, though, just hate that song. That is one
You're right. It's a love-hate situation.
It's a divisive song, right?
Yes. And on this day in history, 98 years ago, in 1926, it was Henry Ford who established the 8-hour-a-day, 5-day work week. So if you love it or hate it, it's Henry Ford who did that 98 years ago today. And we have this because we were just talking about Princess Bride yesterday. But on this day in history, 37 years ago in 1987, Princess Bride was released.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
We were talking to Ethan. He had never seen this. Alex, have you seen it?
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's
great. It's one of my favorites. When I say that movie, people get it confused with The Princess Diary.
Oh, yeah, that's not the same.
Well, it's more like, you know, my time frame of,
well,
I don't want to age anybody in here, but, you know,
we're all aware.
I was so thrilled because I've thrown many darts at my daughter, and some of them have not worked. Like, we watched School of Rock with Jack Black, and I thought she was going to love that movie.
No.
He was like, okay. But she loved The Princess Bride.
Because it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You should throw Airplane at her next. Do you think she's ready for that?
Not quite. Probably 12, maybe. My adult children, when they were in their young teen years, they thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the That was a Naked Gun. They always get me.
You don't want to send Alexa to school saying that she speaks jive.
No, you're right.
We'll just reel that back until a few years later.
She does drop a bra on me every once in a while.
Yes,
bra, that's
does.
So cringe.
Oh, man.
All right. Fred brought this up, and it just kind of made me think about it. Is it too early to put up Halloween decorations? 2/3 of Americans say, yeah, You should wait until October the 1st. But I already have them in my neighborhood. Okay, walking last night, I saw the most St. Louis Halloween decoration I've ever seen. It was like fake bones and skeletons in the shape of an arch. And they had it on their sidewalk that you had to walk through before you get in. Fred, yours are up, but you don't turn them on.
Right, yeah, we haven't turned them on.
Sue, so there's always that, and they do crazy Christmas stuff too, with that home on Leona right across from the school.
Yes. Yeah. This is right down the street from
that. Okay, but there's a bunch of folks right in that stretch that get really creative for both Halloween and Christmas.
Holly Hills Boulevard goes nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Fred, you feel good about it? You just needed a weekend to put them up, and then you didn't have time?
This was out of my hands. Marie had to put them up. But, you know, we don't have anything outlandish. Like, you know, when you go into any of the stores, you know, the whole front of the store is just
packed.
With the Halloween decorations that are huge.
Do you put any up, Alex? What's your situation?
You know, I do a little pumpkins. I do. Right. I have some indoor, I guess, Frankenstein lights that we throw above the fireplace a little bit. I'm not ready to put those up yet, but going off of what Fred says, if they're up, I don't see why not utilizing
them. Flip them on.
You only get about a month with them anyway. I mean.
Well, not if you're Mark Reardon, because apparently you get 3 months with your Christmas lights, if not four.
How are you going to be able not to just plug them in to see what they look like?
Well, no, I'm going
to
do that for sure.
Well, yeah, just
test them. But what, can you control the color on your Christmas lights?
These are, no, they're two. I think I went with blue and white or blue and green. I can't remember. We changed it up this year, and they said, and my
blue
dude
and white,
from,
the Jewish side's coming out.
Well, there it is.
You wanted Hanukkah lights.
3% in the DNA.
You're welcome, brother.
You know what, Fred? I'm going to flip them on tonight for sure, and I'll send you a picture. You might remember, so last year, and it was October, okay? I was driving through this newer neighborhood not too far from David Klein, producer emeritus Dave Klein, and someone had their Christmas, and I'd driven by a couple lines. I'm like, they're just not testing these. These lights are on full bore. I threw down the gauntlet. That should have been punishable by many fines, if not some jail time. Come on. And it's okay to have them up, I have to say that at this point, but you can't flip them on. Now, I did go a little early last year. I'm in the spirit of, you know, bipartisanship, I would say, that I used to go like Thanksgiving or the night before. I went Sunday night of that week of Thanksgiving. I was in a festive mood.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I remember you doing this. I think that's in the realm of acceptable.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate
There's a new neighbor across the street from me, and I really like the old people who live there, and they're gone, so I realize I'm not in love with this woman. But she put out, like, fake flowers on the windowsill, which I really don't like. And now she took them down today and put up fake Halloween flowers.
I hope she's a listener. That's what I would say about that.
I don't think she is.
I'll be done when you get
not
home.
Not anymore.
Well, fake is not good. I'd rather have an arch full of bones. Okay. A 7-year-old boy in the UK was denied a passport recently. Now, he's only 7. And his parents were told it was because his name, quote, relates to a trademark or copyright. Well, his name is Loki Skywalker, Mowbray. And the Star Wars reference was intentional. He was born on May 4th. His parents like, you know, oh, may the 4th be with you. And they thought, well, that'd be cute. They were told they'd have to get permission from Disney or change the boy's name in order to get him a passport. Now, of course, the family said, no. We just did this because we thought it would be fun. This isn't fun. And the story picked up steam, and it got enough that Disney finally said, oh, it's all right. So eventually, authorities emailed the family and said, it'll be issued. It's just been delayed.
I feel like on a government-issued, you know, ID or piece of paper, I didn't know a trademark or any of that still played in.
I didn't either.
I mean, the birth certificate says, if that's what the name says.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
It is weird.
Lawyers will go after anything, right?
Yeah, they will. All right, a game show.
I'm
going to
sue you for putting your Christmas lights up.
Yeah, well, you might have cause. And standing.
I feel like we all do, yes. A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends, like Central Perk or the characters' apartments. Friends premiered, by the way, in 1994 and aired for 10 seasons. And by the way, they had they just sold that couch from Central Perk for $30,000 during an auction of Friends memorabilia. I don't know. I would not pay that, but whatever.
I think $30,000 seems, I wouldn't pay it, but
it's
seems kind of low.
I agree. Because people love that show. It's kind of nuts.
I thought for certain when you said people love that, you were going to say something.
Oh, no,
I'm just telling you.
You have your hand on the button.
No, I was like, that's what I heard. That's how dirty of a mind I have. That's what I heard.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And it was my last day at work.
Yeah.
A new poll found your next wallet might be your car. They say half of Americans, half, like the idea of their vehicle being a digital wallet. That means it's connected to the internet and you could pay for stuff like your phone. They said 54% say if their car had that feature, they'd use it to pay for things like tolls, parking meter, gas. Maybe you could even do food at the drive-thru. You would just have to drive through and it would read what was coming from your car. Yes?
Anybody ever heard of Apple Pay?
Well, that's what I mean. It seems like an extended version of Apple Pay.
I don't really bring my wallet with me many places anyway.
Anybody ever heard of auto theft?
Right?
That's somebody,
right, Fred? Yeah.
Somebody wallet shamed me here in the last couple of days. Where the heck was I?
And what,
I
do walked you have
in
Velcro?
Because I don't have a wallet. Oh. I just have my cards in the back of my phone here, and that's all I have.
And I'm the opposite.
My license.
I've got the George Costanza
wallet.
Fred,
you do.
I got a wallet, but I rarely put it in my pocket. Right?
Like, yeah, what do you have it for then? What's the purpose of it if you're not using
it? Just kind of to store the stuff while I'm not. You know, all if right. I go out though, I'll bring the ID or the.
Here's what I will say, Fred. When I did have a wallet, before I transitioned to the back of my cell phone with the case, I had a huge, fat, embarrassing George Costanza wallet. I did. I felt like I needed every little card in that damn wallet, and it was just, it didn't serve a purpose, really.
I do like, though, maybe if there was like a digital way in your car to have, maybe you leave the house without your license, and you get pulled over, and maybe there's some digital way where your license pulls up on your screen.
Genius. That's a great idea.
You know, maybe I just gave away an idea to somebody out there that's going to create the Zap. But it sounds like that the smart wallet car
that is
car wallet's coming.
A genius to have your license.
Right, but don't we all think in about 20 years, maybe 15, maybe 30, who knows? It's all going to be basically chips in our head or whoever's left here. And then you just kind of walk through and they'll scan you that way. It's like the Tom Cruise movie. What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah. I can see it in my head.
You're just going to have a QR code on your forehead or something?
Yeah.
No,
something
I don't like it. It's all going back to the net with Sandra Bullock. That's how far back it goes. Remember that? Because everything's on the internet, and somebody just breaks in and can change your entire life, and you can't get into your own house or drive your car.
Oh, speaking of which, I didn't mention this earlier, but my wife's Facebook account was hacked.
Yeah, I saw you were selling a bunch of Mark's trucks for sale. You're selling
this
a lawnmower.
This is interesting, Sue. So this is what the post, because this is how devious this stuff is, right? I actually got a message today from a very, very close friend, like someone who I'm in contact with a lot, and they were sending me a message. Man, you guys have had a rough year. Sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, saw Becky's post. So the post said, we're conducting a sale of personal items due to sister-in-law's move to a care facility, which requires significant downsizing. To manage this transition smoothly, items are being sold on a first-come, first-served basis. I'll be out of town assisting with her move and won't be back until the 30th of September, but to reserve an item, a deposit is necessary.
Yeah.
That ensures the item.
It.
My wife says there's a couple of nice trucks up on here, too.
Look, I thought the same thing when I saw it. I thought, you know what? Like, I guess times are tough.
Times are tough. Here's the thing. I never understood that. I've seen the sales things, but I didn't realize that's how they get you is the deposit. Because I couldn't figure it out.
Mark's selling his hot tub for $700. That's a steal.
That is a steal. How much do I put down?
Here's my experience with Facebook here. Here's what's happening, though, there. Because anyone who reads the whole post will realize it's a scam, especially with the deposit part. But people don't read the whole post on Facebook. No. They read the first line. Like, oh, you're a family member. What's going on?
That's true.
Yeah.
But somebody could show up. Do they give like a... No, you just send them a deposit. That's how they get you.
I don't know how it's done. All I know is it's
Poor Becky.
Hack, and I had to post on my page just so people who know my wife would understand that we're not in dire straits.
Oh,
if you want to send a little money along for a deposit, I'm not opposed to that at all.
Somebody was interested in your fake truck, though, weren't they?
Becky started getting messages this morning from a couple of people. Apparently, there's some good items
for
sale.
Golf cart caught my interest.
Did we have a golf cart?
You have a golf cart.
Who knew?
Do you have any
$1,400 bucks.
Do you have any fake sports collectibles that
we
can get in on?
Fred, we might. I'm going to double check on that for sure.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact, which will be short because I've been going on too long. All right, here it is. I guess I never realized this. No only child has ever been elected president of the United States.
That's quite a fact.
They've always had siblings.
Who's got siblings now? Does Kamala have siblings? I don't even know.
I don't know. She never talks.
Oh, she's going on with Stephanie Ruhle tonight, so maybe we'll get something there on MSNBC. All right, we're coming back. I got some more musical stuff. This is related to Billy Joel and Sting, Friday night, Busch Stadium, if there is a show, because there's a lot of rain coming up. But we'll get to that coming up next. Hello.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
This song. Gotta get me a ticket out of here. Michael was awesome. Big, big favorite on Keishi here in St. Louis. I got some other musical stuff. Alex Rich from Y98 is with us. Alex plays music around the area at some clubs in Busch Stadium. So tomorrow night, and I spoke with him earlier today, Mike Del Judas is going to join us. Mike has an amazing story. And essentially the way I would sum it up is if you look up Living the Dream in Wikipedia, you would basically see a picture of Mike Del Judas because he was in this Billy Joe cover band, and now he's a part of Billy's band. Here, this is an intro that Billy did for a video that I'll play here because this is kind of interesting when he sort of describes what happened with Mike.
The new guy, Mike Del Judas.
This guy's in a Billy Joel tribute band called Big Shot. We had Big Shot do a sound check for us once. So I go backstage while they're doing this, and I'm hearing this guy singing. I said to one of the road crew, oh, they're playing a tape. No, that's that band Big Shot. I said, no, it's not. I know my voice. That's me. That's a tape. And then it was this guy singing. He plays guitar, he plays keyboards, sings harmony great. It's almost as if I'm harmonizing with myself. I asked him to be in the band, and I'm having a good time watching him, seeing what's going on, because he just did a quantum leap.
10 years ago, I saw a story about Mike in the Wall Street Journal. I said, Fred, we have got to get Mike Del Judas on the air. He came in the studio, and I want you to hear some of these harmonies. You'll hear this on Friday night here, because Billy loves singing with him here. This is Until the Night. You'll know this song, but you kind of got to wait here when Mike comes in and they sing together, because it's beautiful.
I give my time to total stranger.
Wow. So Billy kind of, you know, likes Mike because it sounds like Billy
like
in a different key, which works great with the harmonies. And what he's let him do as he's evolved and grown over the years is he'll, like, on certain shows, and I've seen him, I think the last show at Busch Stadium, he might have done opera, and he just sounds beautiful. So that's Mike Del Judas there singing.
Wow,
unbelievable. You know.
Now, he doesn't always do opera with Billy. Billy will make the call on the set list on Friday night. Sometimes he'll do a little Led Zeppelin. He'll cover a whole lot of love. But his story is just amazing. And he's the greatest, nicest guy on the planet. And he's going to join us tomorrow night. And we'll talk about the Billy Joel Sting Show on Friday night at Busch Stadium. Which, by the way, if you've looked at the weather, maybe it's a good thing that there's a lot of rain in the forecast. But then it'll turn around. Here's what I'd say about the weather. Last year, Alex, you remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Wallen. It looked terrible, right? It looked like we were going to have a washout, even up until like 7 o'clock that night.
Yep.
And then it rained just a little bit, and we were fine. So I don't want to scare people off from the show, but it doesn't look great right now.
You know, I've got tickets, or I had tickets, for Saturday night's Sky Wars World Fireworks Championship.
Out at Innsbruck.
Yeah. They've canceled it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Because they just said there's too much rain coming in. The grounds are just too wet already. It wouldn't be an enjoyable experience.
You know what
for
I will
anyone.
Say? I will say, while we're talking about our friends at Innsbruck, they bring in a country concert to town on October 5th, the Nash Bash. So if you're looking to still get out to Innsbruck, that's something going on that's worthwhile to go
out
there.
Yeah, we got
to
talk about that. But you know, Fred, this actually does raise some interesting points because, and the great irony, and Steve Shankman has to just be, you know, freaking out right now. The great irony is they moved Evolution Festival from the weekend in August to later in September because typically we would have,
weather
in theory,
better
weather, cooler temperatures, less rain. And I'd have to wonder, now we know we have a field at Busch Stadium that could be affected by the rain and certainly tens of thousands of people, I guess not tens of thousands on the field, but certainly thousands. But then Evolution Festival, that's at Forest Park.
And,
you know, I don't know what's going to happen. So this is maybe Dave Murray. We should get him on tomorrow night and find out exactly how much rain.
He'll be here in studio on Friday.
Oh, that's right. He's coming in, very cool. Well, I don't know what to say about that because it doesn't look good for the weekend. But we'll have Mr. Del Judas tomorrow night regardless. Were you going to tell me something? Didn't you have a story or something?
What did I tell you?
I have no idea.
I just got back from the Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, yeah. She mentioned that a little bit because we previewed it last week. Alex's besties with Vic Oladipo, who plays in the NBA, he was the number two overall draft pick when he played at the University of Indiana. And you did not play basketball. You played baseball.
I played baseball, yeah. And we went back this past weekend. He got inducted to the Indiana University Athletics Hall of Fame, which was pretty cool because a lot of the people that were there, we were looking, he's got to be one of the youngest people to have been inducted. I mean, there was a guy there that was a swimmer, and he was there, and he's 95 years old now.
Wow.
And was there, and he's just now getting inducted. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to see, and, you know, and the fact that the college students there now were, what, 8 years old when I was in college, when we were in college? And to see them knowing who he was and taking pictures around campus was pretty cool.
There's a picture, Fred, I don't know if you saw it. There's a picture with Alex with Vic in his red Hall of Fame jacket, and it is a framer. I hate to say nice things about you, but you take good pictures, Alex.
No, I appreciate it.
You got a cute little smile.
You know, I'll tell you what, goes a long way sometimes. No, Mark and I are getting out and playing golf tomorrow. I'm excited about that. That's what I was going to tell you.
With Steve Butts.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking forward to Mark maybe pulling his weight for once on the course.
Break. I played pretty well last week after the first three holes. All right, I don't know if Alex is going to remember this. In fact, I don't think you will. Well, I'll test this. This will be a good test because I think Fred and Sue will remember this. Do you remember a time when we were younger, in the 80s, I remember this a lot, where the three letters MSG was like verboten, MSG. Do you know what MSG is?
I know that, you know, if your food has MSG in it, it's not a great thing, right?
But that's the problem. Everybody assumes that it's not a great thing.
Isn't that what we're taught?
Yeah. But guess what? The whole thing was made up and manufactured, and it's a bunch of crap.
Uh-huh.
And the background of this is fascinating. So this is in Food & Wine magazine, which I subscribe. No, I don't subscribe to that. But it's on foodandwine.com. It starts by this way. It's time to talk about an injustice that occurred 56 years ago. Those are the opening words of a letter written to the New England Journal of Medicine, urging them to acknowledge the role they played in creating a negative stigma around MSG. The Ajinomoto Group, one of the world's leading producers of MSG, is at the head of the campaign, partnering with chefs, food creators, dietitians. They're trying to debunk the myth that MSG is unhealthy, mainly because it's not unhealthy. They actually did this article in 1968 in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they coined the term Chinese restaurant syndrome. So they say to this day, 20% of people in this country avoid eating Chinese food because they're worried about MSG.
Oh,
but this
geez.
Whole thing wasn't, you know, you guys know that I've gone on this rant against experts, right? This is a perfect example. You had some guy that decided that monosodium glutamate might actually not be good for you. So he does some research that's not really peer reviewed or anything. He basically just gets a few samples and says, you know what, this might not be very good for you. And it's Chinese restaurant syndrome. And you have all these ill effects. Nothing was backed by science. And they say in this article, it's particularly telling that the lasting impact of this letter zeroed in on the effects of MSG rather than the other ingredients he listed. If I took to some of the culinary historians or anthropological food folks, they would suggest that it had to do with the fact that it was chemical sounding and that it came from Asia. Yeah, so it sounds weird, MSG, and it's from Asia. Oh, we got to avoid it. Now, I never avoided it. I was like,
no,
this is good food.
Who cares?
Right.
I don't really care. But the whole thing was complete
BS. I am not even kind of surprised.
No, me neither.
I mean, this is how they operate. Nobody checks things out. They just announce stuff. I mean, think about all the stuff that we hear. This week it's good for you. The next week it's bad.
Red wine is my favorite. You know, 1985, I'm probably reading an article on the air. Red wine, if you have a glass of red wine a day, that's going to mean you have perfect heart health. And then 5 years later, if you drank that red wine, you're going to die early from heart disease. They, you know, now keep this in mind moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. Do not trust the experts. Sure, there's good science out there and there's good doctors, etc. But there's a lot of stuff that you get told that's simply not true. Mm. Let me think if I can come up with an example from 4 years ago. Oh, yeah. Masks work. You know, oh, here's another one. If you get the jab, you can't give COVID to anyone else. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There's going to be the worst hurricane season in history. Not so much. Now, we do have one moving in tomorrow, but they were completely wrong. The experts get it wrong all the time. There you go.
Yeah.
That's my
bring on the MSG, huh? Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Alex, hey, good to see you.
You too.
You're off next Wednesday. You have a great weekend. You playing any music anywhere?
Saturday morning. If you're looking for a little Saturday morning brunch at Companion Bakery, I'm playing out there. Sue, bring the dogs. It's a Humane Society event, 9 to 11.
Oh, we'll see you then. Awesome.
Toe the Wet Sprocket with Bare Naked Ladies at the Sactory in Chesterfield. Should be a great show. In the next hour, former Missouri Senator, United States Senator, almost demoted him there. Jim Talent will be here. We'll talk about the UN speech that Joe Biden gave, all the world chaos. There is the launching of an ICBM by China and everything that's going on in the Middle East. So Senator Talent coming up after 5 o'clock. My friend Dan O'Donnell, who's from Milwaukee, he does a talk show on WISN radio up there. Dan and I used to work together many years ago. Wisconsin, a very, very important state in the election. And there's some questions that Senator Ron Johnson has raised about some voter registration names that are on the rolls that have not been removed. So we'll get the details of that. Plus, an audio cut of the day in the next hour. By the way, the roundtable is set for Friday. We'll have Jane Duker on the panel, Jeff Rainford, and David Barklage, GOP consultant. Dave Murray in studio on Friday because he's coming in for Evolution Festival, and he'll guide us through all the rainfall that we're supposed to get. I think Kilmeade's going to join us on Friday, too. That's kind of rare, but Brian was too busy today and tomorrow, so he's going to be with us in the 5 o'clock hour on Friday afternoon. Right now, there's a great fundraiser that's going on Friday for Officer Mike Coletti, and Matt Crisilius is here. He's the business manager for the St. Louis County Police Association. We have a diagnosis for Officer Coletti of stage 4 cancer, unfortunately. How are you this afternoon, Matt? Thanks for coming on here.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me, Mark.
Give me all the details about what's going on Friday night. Let's get some excitement for this, maybe raise some money for Officer Coletti. Maybe give me a little background on the story, too.
Yeah, so Officer Coletti, he's currently assigned to our police academy. He's been there training our new recruits for quite a few years now. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The doctors do not have a good prognosis for him. Everyone's praying for a miracle, of course. So we're going to do what we can to support him between now and then. So Friday night at 6:30 to 9 o'clock at our lodge building on 115 Baxter Road, we're having a big fundraiser for him. We'll have 50-50. We'll have a bunch of silent auction. We'll have food and drinks from Bartolino's. And we're really looking to forward to raising some money to help him out and his family out.
That's the lodge is right there. I grew up in Baldwin a bit. It's right there at Clayton and Baxter, right? We're in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, right between Clayton and Manchester on Baxter Road. It's a little closer to Manchester, just by the Deerbergs there, just north of Manchester.
Oh, okay, a little bit further, because I was thinking it was a little closer to Clayton. That's where back in the day, there was a county police station that was right there closer to Clayton Road, but I got you. It's closer to where Deerbergs is. All right, well, let's hope that we can get some people to show up. There's a lot of things that you can take part in, and is there a website that we can guide people into if they want more information, Matt?
Yeah, you just go to our association website. So it's slcpa.org. It's the St. Louis County Police Association. It's a $75 entry fee. And, you know, after we pay for food and drink, all the money is going to go to Mike and his family for their medical expenses and what he needs. And you know, we're really looking forward to it. If you can't attend, there's the link on there just for some straight cash donations as well.
Yeah, there's a QR code. That makes it really easy for people, and hopefully they'll react to this. While I have you here, what would you say, just because obviously we've had a couple of stories in the news recently, sadly, about officers that either have passed away or in very serious condition here right now in the aftermath of things that have happened in our community. How does that affect all the, you know, the morale of the officers right now? And then you have something like this with Officer Coletti. So it's just one thing after another, it seems.
It has been lately, and it's tough, and it wears on our officers, and you know, we do what we can to support them. You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to David Lee's family and all of our brothers and sisters in the city police department. You know, and the same with Travis Brown and everyone in Ferguson. You know, Travis was a county officer for many years, and you know, that's, it's felt, whether it's local or national. It affects everyone on a daily basis, and you know, we do our best to keep doing our job.
Well, God bless you, because I know that's got to be tough. I've said many times, I can't even remember, you know, even imagine being a family member of an officer, you know, just considering everything that's been going on lately. So it's slcpa.org, if I'm not mistaken. And right there on the front page, oh yeah, the website looks great. You can see the Mike Coletti fundraiser Friday night, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And if you can't make it, there's a QR code. You can make a cash donation. Good luck with all of this, Matt. Thanks for jumping on here this afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, take care. And thanks to Amir, if you're listening right now, because Amir kind of hooked us up with Matt to give this a little bit of attention here this afternoon. All right, I mentioned Senator Talent. There's a lot to talk about with him. Even, you know, I think I said this to a guest yesterday, and we didn't spend a whole lot of time on the technology that led to all of the retaliation by Israel last week of Hamas and then Hezbollah, and some of the pagers and the yeah. work that went into that and the pre-planning is rather stunning. There's also an ICBM that's been launched by China for the first time in decades. And, you know, we did cover quite a bit earlier in the show, the new Senate report on the Secret Service dropping the ball in protecting President Trump. And that report is just devastating. It's just awful. And it's a bipartisan report. No one's denying anything in it. So we'll get over and cover that with Senator Talent as well. Plus an audio cut of the day and my friend Dan O'Donnell from Wisconsin. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.